right. I'm the one that can satisfy you.
Welcome to Knockcast, episode 252.
Seven.
Fuck.
Vova.
Why did we let you do the intro?
I don't know.
Because we are the best at podcasting.
All right. So
here we are once again.
So look up Fuck Her Right in the Pussy on YouTube. Sarah introduced me to it tonight.
Who's joining us?
Who's joining us?
So this is the week where we get to talk about Sarah's ass again, right?
Why are we... What? No.
He's got a nice ass.
It's been a topic of conversation.
Apparently. There are people on the internet who know more about my ass than I knew about my ass.
Hashtag Sarah's ass.
Oh, no. Don't say that. Don't.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, he is a husky.
It's going to show up on my AED in, like, a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just gonna get random mentions of Sarah's ass.
There's stuff on my cat and stuff in Sarah's ass. .com.
Stuff in Sarah's ass.
No, that is not a .com.
Well, I'm sure there's some domain registrar that's running like a $5 sale right now.
Let's see.
Do not register.
GoDaddy.
Stuff Sarah's ass .com.
No.
It'll be like a flash game where you get to pretend it's like.
You're moving to little flash penis on.
Oh, looked like you selected the baseball bat.
Or the nightstick.
No, that was going to say that's the nightstick. His fucking stories.
The cactus.
It's prickly. It's got barbs. Pretend it's a tiger.
So, I don't know these people.
Frowning is loud.
Sadfish.
Are you seriously looking at the domain registry?
God, yes.
All right, so quick intros. I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Saverin.
I'm Shiva.
And I'm Sarah.
Yes. And I'm Sarah's ass.
Wait, it doesn't talk.
Wait, and sometimes it does talk.
Sometimes, yeah.
Only after Mexican.
No, beer. Beer is his.
So, speaking of Mexicans.
So
speaking of races, I noticed this tonight, and I pointed it out to Saverin. We ate at this new place that she introduced us to. What was the name of it again?
Pollo Tropico.
Okay, so it's a Caribbean place, and they have this big sign up front that's like, join our live the island life and join the Caribbean. It's like the frequent buyers thing, and there's a picture of like four customers all eating stuff, and the customers are all fucking white as white as white.
So the domain stuffinsarahsask.com is $2.99 to register.
Don't register it.
Oh, $2.99.
I know.
Someone's going to register it.
That's great. And then you just link it to Tumblr, and then you just post all of your YIF pics to it. It's perfect.
No.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right. Or you have it redirect to your AD Twitter account's URL.
That could work.
Do you want to shout out your AD Twitter since you're here?
I could. It's... at Naughty Husky, like, correctly spelled and everything.
Yeah, not K-N-O-T-T-Y.
Like, actually N-A-U-G-H-T-Y.
Holy shit.
God, what a furry. Wait, no.
Yeah.
That's actually a hell of a name I was, to score.
I was stunned when I got the name. I was very, very surprised that it was not already taken, because I certainly wasn't the first furry to come up with an AD account.
Yeah. Because I've seen, like, Naughty Wolf and stuff like that K-N.
I've seen, lots of variants on Naughty Husky with K-N-O-T, you know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Or
ending with I-E.
Or like Naughty Husky A-D. I've seen things like that, and there's all kinds of ones out there. But
you're like, fuck those casuals, I'm the original.
Yeah.
Basically. How long have you had that account?
I can tell you in a moment.
The OG Naughty Husky.
OG Naughty Husky.
That's right.
Whoa. Keeping it real on the streets and the sheets.
Yeah. Yep. As I said at dinner, it's like brony on the streets, furry in the sheets.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had it since May 2011.
Wow.
So, had it for quite a while now.
I don't have an AD account.
Your furry account is your AD account.
You're afraid your mom will find that one, too.
Oh, I just...
That's true. Oh, I don't need to follow that. I've already seen your penis, dear. But it's bigger now.
I thought your mom followed my regular, and it's like suddenly Saverin's mom is tweeting at me. It's like, hi, Mom.
She's like, I need to be more into this internet thing. I'm going to use Twitter.
So another thing that Tyrion introduced me to is there's a site that's actually got a book and everything. It's called humansofnewyork.com.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of y'all heard of this?
No.
It's actually pretty cool. It links back to Tumblr. And it's like this photographer, young guy, that goes out, takes pictures of people in New York, and gets their story. So, like, it's random quotes from them. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're depressing, sometimes they're really insightful. And there's one that's like a picture of an older guy sitting on a bench with a cane. And the quote is, people have been waving at me lately. I think it's because my granddaughter put me on the Facebook. It's capitalized, the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's so cute.
Yeah, my mom has a Facebook. She's not on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have like a family member, like a cousin on my Facebook. I think I had one, I had another cousin, but then they like discovered that I was the gay.
And they're ran
like,
away.
Yeah, they're like super hardcore, like Church of Christ. So, like,
yeah.
They were just like, well, can't have any of that.
I'm sorry you're dead to me now.
Yeah, basically. I'm like, oh, well, I never liked you anyways.
That's so fucked up.
It really is.
I'll have that fun experience here probably Monday or Tuesday. I've got family coming in from my mom's side of things.
Oh.
None of my extended family knows I'm gay. I've kept things very close to the vest because,
They
don't need to know, and not like their opinion really matters to me, but...
They're going
to
be like, you're into My Little Pony? I always knew you were gay. Because, as we know, all bronies are gay. Yes. All of them. Every last one. Even the ones that are getting married to women.
Or who are already married and have two children.
That's right, yeah. They're gay. They just don't know it yet.
Yep.
Those babies came from a butt.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bob if he's listening.
He's not listening to this. I hope.
Oh.
So, hey, we all have our skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to excise that from the record.
You might want to clap to mark it.
We'll do some creative editing. I know you ain't going to edit shit.
But
I'm going to listen to this in a week and be like, yep, there we go.
Bob Miscellanies, you know.
We need the... Fucking it up.
You're ruining everything forever.
Why are you doing this, Buzz? Why do you hate me?
You're going to make me edit more.
Get to work.
Yeah. Get to twerk.
Get back to twerk.
Get back to twerk on the podcast. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Too much work. We can't just, like, crap out an episode and put it up anymore. We've got to, like, refine it.
You hear me farting noises? I'm an adult, you know.
But yeah,
I'm gonna throw it on the ground. My favorite line in that is, I'm an adult. First time I heard it, cracked me up. Like, you know what we're talking about?
No.
It's a band called Lonely Island.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the I'm not a part of the system.
Yeah, I forget the name of that.
I don't remember
the actual name of that song, but... I think it's actually Throw It on the Ground.
Yeah, it is Throw It on the Ground.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah. But the album is Turtleneck and Chain.
Nice. But yeah, family Chain's coming so in from out of town.
Like an insect stripper pole.
You got family coming into town.
Yeah, yes. That don't know shit, and I'm going to run into them. I'm probably.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, I'm kind of curious on too, if you're
going
to.
I mean. Look, I'm 31, have a ten and a half year relationship. I don't fucking need their approval.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I haven't needed their approval for the last decade of my life, so I don't need their approval for this decade. So, it'll probably make things awkward, but it's not like they give me Christmas presents or anything, so, who cares?
Well, it's time to go get all your ears pierced before they show up, though.
Nah.
Add all the gay hoop earrings. The rainbow.
I'll just get Keo to help me cross dress and be like, hey, So, I'm Jerome.
Jerome.
Would it be something like your, Jemima or something?
Your drag zona.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your gay name.
Your gay name?
Jemima.
I'm Francois.
It sounds like you have like 10 cocks in your mouth.
Say like, well, he is a fox, yeah. So, he's got a new threshold he has to reach each week.
I know that now you find the idea pretty exciting, but keep it under the table.
You know.
Under the table.
Thump, 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 thump.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about something that will infuriate us.
All right, let's...
Topic shift.
You bitches ready to get mad? Because you're going to get mad.
Okay, so...
Then you'll get glad.
I've been paying attention to this, but do you want to give the rundown on this since you were talking? Do you want me to kind of give the intro?
I can do it.
Basically, we're pissed.
Yeah, so there's this guy, I think it's in Ohio, it's in Virginia, mm-hmm. and his girlfriend, who's 15, sent him a picture. And I'm not sure if it was dirty or whatever. The news article didn't say. But he's 17, and he sent a dick picture back. Well, girl's mom flips her shit, like most parents of 15-year-old daughters in America would do. And she files a complaint, which then leads to charges. He gets charged with producing child pornography and another felony. He gets charged with two felonies.
Yeah.
But mostly, they're both stupid. Mm-hmm. But long story short, in response, they say, well, we need to take a picture of your erect penis to
like
use as evidence, match it up
with
the picture of the dick that she has so that they can prove that it is his penis and he created the pornography. So to charge a minor with creation of child pornography of themselves, they are going to create their own child pornography.
Yeah.
By taking him to a hospital and forcibly injecting him with a solution or something, basically, I guess, liquid Viagra, probably.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter said there's some kind of drug which works by actually injecting you in the penis.
So not only that, they're going to inject him with a needle in his dick.
Yes.
Why don't they just give him a thing of Viagra?
Why don't they just fucking turn on Pornhub? He's 17. He'll get a hard on real quick.
I'm actually thinking that if my life and my future were at stake, I wouldn't be able to get an erection. Yeah. You know? Unless they were like, fuck this bitch, or fuck this bitch right in the pussy, or die.
Yeah.
And,
Okay.
Yeah.
His two charges is possessing child pornography and manufacturing child pornography.
Right, so he has the picture of her, which is possessing, and then he manufactured by taking, I think it's actually a video of his dick, right?
Yeah, which could not only lead to incarceration until he's 21, but the inclusion on the state sex offender database for possibly the rest of his life.
Right. Now, and the other thing that I pointed out, I looked up what the age of consent is in Virginia, and at 15 and 17, they can legally have sex. So, like, if they fucked, it's not a problem. But they shared sexed pictures with each other, and all of a sudden, this kid's going to be sent to jail for 4 or 5 years and on a registered sex offender list for the rest of his life. And as Sarah was saying earlier, his life, if that happens, his life is basically over. You know, getting a job, even living in certain places.
Oh, well, here's this. The mail team was served with petitions from juvenile court in early February and not arrested. But when the case went to trial in juvenile court in June, Foster said prosecutors forgot to certify that the teen was a juvenile. The case was dismissed, but the police immediately obtained new charges and also a search warrant for his home. So
the police have got their own fucking hard on.
Police arrested the teen and took him to juvenile jail, where Foster said they took photos of the teen's genitals against his will.
Yeah.
So this boy has been strip searched and photographed, and now they're going to want to put him through whatever course of drugs to take pictures of his erect penis.
Yeah, it's like this is a fucking fascist state of affairs here. You know,
Virginia.
It's like,
it is Virginia.
Yeah. And it's in Manassas, you know, a town literally named Manass. And it's like,
Manasses, like multiple, yes, man,
right,
just butts
everywhere. It's such a fucking,
it just doesn't make any sense.
Ridiculous. It's just our fucked up Puritan based sex phobic culture over here. You know, it's just this fucking country. This was like got me down today because I, between that and I read the story about the off topic, the fucking moron who wrote a book about how to successfully run with the bulls, who got gored in the thigh by a bull, and then said stuff like, oh, all the good runners have been gored. And he was like, it was an honorable wound. And I'm like,
Here's an idea. Don't fucking run with the bulls. It's stupid as fuck, and you're dumb.
And, like, it's, and then it goes on to be cruelty to the animals. I mean, no. The bulls are run into this pen to be killed afterwards. And it's like, just kind of got me down on the human race.
Manassas City Police said that Wednesday night, saying that the case was opened because the teen allegedly sent pornographic videos after repeatedly being told to stop. The police said it was not their policy nor the prosecutor's to authorize invasive search procedures of suspects in cases of this nature, and no such procedures have been conducted in this case.
Oh, so he was being a bit of a shit too then.
Well,
but still,
he totally deserves to go to jail for 5 years and have his life ruined.
Yeah.
It's a little extreme.
I think
he needs a slap on the wrist, not a needle in the dick.
Yeah, it's just kind of like,
you Snapchat, dumbass.
Yeah, well, that. But it's just like, dude, you're 17.
And you really,
like, you should know better, especially now. Well, but
there was a kid in my senior class. He's 18, but he was still in school. And he decided to play mailbox baseball. If you don't know, you guys know what mailbox is. Okay,
yeah.
That's a felony.
Oh, yeah, so it's obstruction of property.
And it's also interfering with the mail.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he's a felon.
Too.
I mean, he was 18 years old. He was being a dumbass, but he basically hit a base mailbox with a baseball bat, and he got caught. So now he's a felon for the rest of his life.
Yeah, there's certain things that just shouldn't be. The sentence does not match the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Splice in Skid Row's 18 in life. At this point,
but
in the podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, kids do something. I mean, I don't think someone deserves to be a felon for the rest of their life. I mean, he was barely 18.
Yeah. That's why I did all my dumb shit when I was 17 and under. And then as soon as I turned 18, I was like, whoop.
Oh, do you have a juvie record also?
No. I never got caught.
Is there something you want to tell us?
I did some stuff. Sure. I did some things that I could have very much been arrested for sure, but I never got caught, and it was still very stupid.
And you stopped when you turned 18.
And I stopped when I turned 18, because I knew that if I got arrested when I was under 18, that
shit goes away when you're 18.
Shit goes away, some of it. If you do something real serious, it doesn't go away, because they'll try you as an adult now.
Yeah, like if you kill a bitch.
Yeah, if you do some stuff, any, like, murder, sexual assault, stuff like that, you know, there are certain things that don't go away. But if it's, like, vandalism, petty theft,
teenage dumb shittery.
Teenage asshattery.
You know, mild marijuana charges, like,
things like that. You know, but, yeah. Oh, so this is a cool as fuck thing that happened in the news. Zap linked me this today.
Oh.
And it was in Colorado. Go figure.
Yeah.
This plane was stuck on the tarmac or whatever for like a long time.
So they were like, smoke him if you got him.
No. So the pilot orders everybody 50 pizzas.
Oh, okay.
And he paid for it out of his own pocket. And then like the company was like, no, we'll kind of reimburse you.
Right.
And so he ordered everybody on the plane pizza because everybody was flying away from Colorado to get, because they were already high, you know.
Yeah.
We got the munchies, man. Order 50 pizzas. I'm like, 50 pizzas? I'm like, yeah, like $12. It's like $600 worth of pizza. That's a lot of fucking pizza.
Yeah.
But that was still kind of cool.
Yeah. So that's the good news today.
We filled the cargo with Funyuns. Fuck that, filled the actual interior of the plane interior. Cabin with Funyuns. And there's no seatbelts. Everyone's just rolling around eating their way through the plane. Funyuns.
Could do it in Colorado and Seattle. Flights from Colorado to Seattle. They hand you a joint before you get on the plane. You smoke the joint. And you get on the plane. And then you fly to Seattle. And then you get off the plane. And then you do another joint.
Yeah.
It's totally illegal.
I still feel like I'm flying, man.
It's totally illegal there.
That's great.
Because the legal sales started in Seattle.
Like, oh, they started? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Rainforest is going to be fun.
Yeah, y'all go in Rainforest, have fun.
Oh, man.
Because it's totally legal to buy up to like a gram or
so. What's funny is,
know the measurements.
There was a discussion about this on another podcast. I don't remember what it was, but like, it's actually difficult for people that are just traveling I don't know about Washington, but I know in Colorado. To do this because you're not allowed to smoke in any hotels at all, and you're not really allowed to smoke in any public places, and there's not like hash bars like hookah bars, you know, to go and smoke weed. So you have to smoke in someone's private residence. So if you're just going to a con and you're at the airport and you're at the hotel, so luckily I know people that live in Seattle, so if I really want to, I have a friend who will take me and
you can get also me. Do other stuff besides smoke it. You know, brownies and the right.
Yeah, there's a lot of
that's lot of true. I thought you were like, you mean we could fuck while we're smoking? Yeah, sure, we can do that.
That doesn't sound like a burning risk, but okay.
Yeah, it does sound like a burning risk. I don't know, that's some people's fetish.
Actually, I happened with a guy that like he's like, do you mind if I smoke this because it really allows me to relax and enjoy it a lot more. And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. Like, he did it in the other room because I didn't want to smoke it. But, you know, apparently it loosened him up in more ways than one. So, you know.
Oh, baby.
It's all good.
What about that? I can't do eyebrows. The eyebrow waggling.
Oh.
And even then, you know, this is an audio podcast.
Yeah. It just doesn't translate.
It's implied. It's implied eyebrow waggling.
Implied waggling.
Implied waggling.
Yeah. Well, use a husky waggles.
Waggles.
Think you can tell how much I use my iPad. I opened up the browser, and it's he had a dick attack. It's the the horrible bit of text that I read on the last episode.
Oh no! Did you read his eyebrows widened in surprise?
Galloping abs.
That's actually a fake thing, you know that, right?
Well, yeah.
But
oh, that's a pity.
Yeah. The book it's supposedly from is that terrible.
Oh, okay.
Well, my friend read it.
Is this the bees one?
No, it wasn't the bees.
I love the one. The part of it that says he has a dick aneurysm.
Yeah, the dick aneurysm. Yeah.
Yeah, I read this last week. You weren't. Oh, that's right. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Well, you know, when Saverin gets his shit together, download the episode and listen to it. Oh, wait, you've uploaded it.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those that don't read our Twitter account, Savage shit got all fucked up.
Yeah, so basically my computer decided to derp out really, really hard, and not all of my shit got backed up, unfortunately. So I lost some files, I lost the website files, I lost the core, like, every episode back to, like, number one GarageBand files.
Oh, really?
It's not like we're ever going to have to re-render those episodes. We can download them.
We might want to put them out in HD in like 1080p audio.
No, we don't.
That's high dick.
That's how, that's how audio works, right? Is that right?
Yes. Well, I guess HD would be hard dick.
Hard dick, yeah.
Hard dick edition.
We've decided to release all of our podcasts for VLC in that, what's that weird fucking format? Oh, Michaelian, Mikavian, MKV.
Yeah.
We're going to release them all in MKV.
And then H.264. Hard and dick. And then AUG.
That's right.
Fuck AUG.
No, FLAC. We'll release all our podcasts in FLAC.
Should probably explain the vulva.
That's
another topic.
A vulva is what you call the part of female anatomy. Oh, wait, you mean natural. Okay, yeah.
Why it got...
It's part of anatomy, yes.
Yes, it came up at dinner.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking about vulvas at dinner.
And dicks. I mean,
who doesn't? Vulva. We were talking about edible things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one eats vulva.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like, right? Like a vagina in a wind tunnel.
Yep.
That's right.
How do you know what a vagina wind tunnel sounds like?
Well, they did those, when they did that famous Memorex commercial of the guy sitting listening to the thing with his hair blowing back, they tried it with a woman first, but all the noise was, like, too much.
There is a video that I have seen.
That?
No, it's a woman skydiving nude.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Dude, the sound! It's like that.
No, but
is that
like,
what it sounds like?
The air pressure is like pushing her tits concave, and then she kind of rotates around midair and is just like flapping in the breeze. Yeah.
Fluttering intensify.
It's like, these wings ain't gonna let you fly, lady.
Vulvaing intensifies. Why were we talking about?
We were talking about why
vaginas.
About anatomically
why,
correct.
In like furry art, why all the male dicks are like almost always anatomically correct, but none of the female bits are anatomically correct.
No big meaty horse vaginas.
Yeah, but my explanation was mostly I think it's because it doesn't look as normal, finger quotes. To that.
Yeah, it was like exotic
looks,
dicks.
Yeah, like okay. Exotic dicks, because I mean, you just put the dick where the dick is, and it's there, and you're like, okay, that's a dick.
Right, I mean, it's still a tube. It might be slightly funny shape, but it's still a tube.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't tend to see the more weird dicks.
Totally, too.
You know, like,
there's no echidnas.
Echidnas.
Or giraffe.
Nobody wants that. They're going fast.
No one wants to. Or to you don't tend to see like a lot of like swine or other things. I mean, you might see some unusual dicks, but they're not some of the really.
It's pretty much.
I'm horrified about the idea of a pig topping in a gay sex situation.
With a little corkscrew.
Yeah, because I'm just like, let me rip out your fucking intestines. You know?
A little fucking rotor rooter. It's way deep in there.
Yeah.
Ducks. Just think about ducks.
They're about the same.
Gay ducks are the worst.
They're little rape machines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the kinds of conversations we have at dinner.
I'm always wondering, is anyone sitting on the other side of the booth?
That's why I purposely picked the booth in the corner away from anyone. Like, it was also the only table available, but it was, like, nobody, like, the table was far enough away and there's a high wall.
Because you knew I was just going to be like, vulvas, they're so funny. Yeah. The dog ones are so hairy.
Yeah. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. Then it's like...
It's inevitable. But yeah, it is a thing that happens in a lot of furry art where you just... Like, and I have seen some artists that do the female bits. Equines get drawn more often than canines, I'd say.
Yeah.
But outside of, like, those two, I've never... I mean, I don't really know what else. I mean, everything else, then you get into stuff that's, like, mythical, and it's kind of like, make up whatever you want.
Yeah.
Dragon cocks, they can be whatever shape you want, except they all have knots, because...
And usually shaggy...
pointy, spikes, and...
Or, like...
This vagina has backwards-facing barbs, so that once you leave, you can never escape.
I think I actually saw that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I just made that up, and I'm really not surprised that you've seen that.
I think it was one of those artists who, like, their entire gallery is just, like, close-up drawings of penis and vagina. There are a few artists I've noticed like that. That, like, that's all they've done for the past 2 years because they make money out of it.
I've decided to just focus on my area of interest.
Yeah, and all they do is just draw dicks and badge and tits and ass.
Then you have, like, the artists that decide, I'm going to draw, like, every dick known to man.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, it's just row after row of penises.
Or you can buy a recolor for $75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dick collage.
Mm-hmm.
Dick collage.
Yeah.
I thought a decolage was like tits.
Okay.
God.
God, look at this character getting filled like a tax form.
What? This is pretty boring.
This is filled out like a tax form. Just, ah, so many fields.
Great tracts of land.
Look at that. There we go.
Your ear.
Yep, that's dicks going into butts.
Yep.
Two dicks into one butt. It's a
two dicks, one butt.
Two dicks, one butt, got a whole lot of dicks.
There's like a fucking butt uterus, because...
Yep. There's a
booterus.
A booterus. That's where those butt babies come from.
That's right.
thank you, furry scientist. You figured it out.
Instead of a Christian scientist, I want to be a furry scientist.
It's the science side of fur affinity. Thank you, science side.
Someone on TMI Tuesday on Twitter asked about, what do you think of MPreg? It's like hot imagery, but I can't stop thinking about pooping out babies.
Yeah. Well, it's like there are people out there who believe that gay people get pregnant, like gay dudes. I should say, well, I mean...
What was it? You said Avery ran into a couple?
Yeah, he had a couple guys. He had one guy come in and be like, I need condoms because I can't get my boyfriend pregnant.
Oh my god.
It's like, oh.
I'm pretty sure he's told this story before.
He may have.
I'm pretty sure he has, but it's probably been about 150 episodes ago.
Probably.
Yeah.
There's also.
I think the last time I was on this show was probably that long.
Yeah.
No, it was shortly after we got together, you stopped by.
Still, it's been a while.
Yeah. A
couple years, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, now that.
Yep.
There's also that post on Facebook, which, you know, it might be, you know, an edit or satire or something, I don't know, but it's like a picture of a pregnant girl and her face is blurred out, and she's like, I'm really worried because, like, we got drunk one night and my boyfriend and I fooled around with a horse and it was right around when I got pregnant, and I'm like, what if I end up giving birth to a horse? I'm so scared.
There are people that stupid out there, you know.
Well, there's also the story of, like, some dude who's like, yeah, man, I totally came in my sister's panties, but guess what? I ate a birth control pill, so I'm going to have no problem. And then the kid gets doxxed, and the thread gets sent to his family, and his sister gets pregnant. But it's like...
And that's why you don't go on 4chan.
Wait, so why the fuck would she put on, like,
I don't fucking
wet,
cum,
full panties?
But it's like, it's okay, I took a birth control pill, and I'm like, you're the dude, you're not supposed to, that doesn't work.
No. Well, we got that email one time, which I wasn't sure whether it was a joke or not, where the guy was like, does the top or the bottom wear the condom?
Well, I mean, there is the female condom. It is.
It's the quote, trash can liner, as Dan Savage called it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never used one.
Wow, what a classy motherfucker.
He is.
I'd like to see, like, both the top and the bottom wear the condom, and then, like...
And then they break.
And then, no lube, so you just, like, you smell the burning rubber smell.
And then they break.
And then there's fire.
Well, that's one of the things that, like, people, like, were like, well, I'll just wear two condoms, be super safe. And it's like, actually, no, then they'll break, and you'll be less safe. Because wearing two condoms is stupid.
Oh, double bag that shit, man.
Yeah, no.
And don't read. And what was it you were saying, that you're not actually supposed to come in somebody?
Technically, the use of the condom is you're not supposed to ejaculate in while you're still inside the person.
Wow.
You're supposed to pull out.
And then.
Before you ejaculate.
I've never heard that.
If you read the instructions.
Oh. It's supposed to catch, like, the accidental drips and everything else.
Because that way, if you come a whole shit ton and something squirts out the back and drips down your dick, doesn't go in.
Fucking science.
Because it only takes one.
I come like a horse, man. It's just gallons everywhere.
Gallons, gallons, gallons.
And don't try to reuse condoms.
Yeah, and don't try to.
That's just nasty.
You can't just rinse it out.
Well...
No, if you never actually leave the vagina, it's
that's basically what happened.
we never completely stopped, and two ejaculations later, where's the condom? don't do that.
Don't do that. It's stupid. So suddenly, okay, wait, we're back to vulvas.
So, vaginas are great.
I like them.
Moving on to emails.
We have to do emails.
Oh, that's right. We do that.
Like, I've had enough of this shit talking about vaginas. Ugh.
Poor gay fox brain can't take
it. Oh, you've been in vaginas.
I have.
Well, wait, was it C-section?
It was a C-section.
Oh my god, really?
I am unspoiled.
See, that's now. I know you have fucked a fuck chick since then, but there's actually that retarded thing about being a gold star gay.
Where you came like up through C-section?
Well, actually, that's a platinum gay. I think Keo came up with the term platinum gay. If you're a C-section and you've never fucked a woman, then you've never been even through a vagina. But you're a gold star gay if you've never had sex with a woman at all. Because a lot of gay guys have a lot of sex with women, like they're trying to prove that they're not gay when they're younger, or they're confused, or whatever.
Hey, it's good to experiment.
Right, yeah.
Laughing out your butt.
But I'm just sort of like, it's fucking ridiculous to, like, wear that as a badge of honor, you know? Yeah. Like,
well, to be fair, the lesbian community has the same thing, too.
Untouched by man.
And it's even, that's retarded also.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying it
oh,
both
okay.
sides have
it
that
goes both
bullshit.
Ways, and it's dumb from every direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of, you know, big consenting partner, fuck them, that's great. Have fun.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat.
Doesn't matter if they're male, female, or trigendered pyrofox.
What?
I can't even say that without giggling.
They're some sort of gender fluid, as in they're like a liquid.
They're a fluid that comes from somebody's gender?
Well, that's, yeah, when I first heard the term gender fluid, I actually thought it was referring to either ejaculate or, you know, female juices. Because to me, that's a gender fluid.
That's a genital fluid.
Genital fluid.
I guess it's more of a genital fluid,
yeah.
Sure.
So now that
we've offended Tumblr again,
yes.
Moving on.
Hey, just can't wait. That episode went up today, and so, you know, we'll get the hate mail pretty soon.
Wait, did we say something bad about Tumblr last week, too?
No, just Keo running his mouth.
Oh.
And Avery.
Oh, dear.
Oh, fuck them bitches. Oh, my God. Actually, no, no, that was before, where he got into the whole trans hatred of drag queens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was cultural appropriation, it was something else,
no,
but anyway.
I edited that first little bit out.
Oh, bitch, please. You didn't edit no shit.
No, actually, I did. We're going to read an email.
All right. Should I read one?
Yes.
Okay. A fox in need of help.
Not just a reach around, right?
I don't know. It could be. You know, my wolf always tops me and he never reaches me around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, bitch, you don't get to come.
Give him the fucking reach around.
Hi, Notcast. Oh, God. I remember reading this one. There is so much the bad grammar. Okay. I will try not to read this verbatim, even though it's really, really tempting, because I'm an asshole. Okay.
Your inner editor
outer editor is offended. Okay. I'm in need of some massive relationship help. I'm in a relationship with a non-fur. I have the feeling that the spark that was once there has long but died out. I tried getting her into the fandom, and being a local to Pittsburgh, I tried to get her to come to Anthrocon last year, and this year, but she came up with some excuse as to why she can't make it even just for one day. Most of our dates over the past year, we have been dating always. Oh God, there's no punctuation. It's really hard to parse.
Okay.
Most of our dates over the past year we have been dating always feel lackluster in the end for me, but I guess not for her. Most of our dates always end up with her talking about her dad or somehow end up on that topic. When I stayed the night in her dorm room, the first thing she said before goodnight was, if my dad walked in on you sleeping here, he more likely could kill you. Good night. I was sleeping on a couch, not in her bed. I wasn't able to sleep that night and never stayed the night with her again after that. So sorry for the random ranting. I really think I should break up with her, but don't know how to go about it. Most of my breakups were because my boyfriend or girlfriend was cheating on me, and we both agreed that it wasn't working out. Thank you for any help you can offer, Arctic. So you should cheat on her, and that way you'll have consistency in your breakups.
Oh, bad advice, Bob.
No?
Wolf.
Okay, all right.
Insanity Wolf gives terrible advice.
Yeah, he does.
That's what I imagine is just cheat on her. It's just the Insanity Wolf face.
Oh, that's totally right. Yeah.
It's just you.
Okay, so there's got to be more to it than that, because, like, you're going to dump her just because she's, like, talking about her dad and, like...
That. I mean, if he's not having, like, any, quote, spark in the relationship...
And I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
She makes really weird statements like, yo, if my dad saw you, he'd kill you. And that's kind of a bit of a red flag. I mean, maybe she's trying to be cutesy, or maybe her dad really is a psychopath.
And frankly, it's okay to have a partner that's not into furry. It's...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's...
It's not a requirement.
So long as they're cool with your friends, but it doesn't have to be something. I'm sure she's into stuff that you don't give a crap about. Everybody has a partner that they have aspects of that life that you're not into.
Like her dad. I mean, she clearly has an interest there that you don't share.
I mean, if you're already like, I should break up with her, I mean, you're not having a spark. You always have this topic come up and it didn't make you comfortable. And, you know, just because she didn't cheat on you or whatever doesn't mean you're, like, tied to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got married or anything. It's a relationship. And I'm assuming you're in college, so you're still young. I mean, it's totally okay to break it off with people just because you're not really that interested in having a relationship.
Yeah, I guess it's college because she's in her dorm, so unless there's, like, a big age difference.
Yeah,
so, I mean, if you wrote into us and you're looking for an answer you already know...
It's mostly it's partially hearing the answer that you already know.
Yeah, I mean, don't drag it out. Just say, this shit's not working out, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can put her in the friend zone. You can say, I'm sorry, let's just be friends.
That's not working out, let's just be friends.
But we still get to fuck, right?
No.
We're exploring other avenues.
And then...
you mean anal?
And so, and then if she really, really wants, and she gets, like, real clingy, you can get her one of those glittery fedoras from, like, Claire's or whatever, and put her in the trend zone.
Oh, Jesus. The trend zone?
Yes. That's the honest-to-God brand.
Is it really?
They're glittery trilbies.
Oh. I love that the female term for neck beard is leg beard. I just found out about that a couple weeks ago.
That is true.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, internet, you abuse me so.
You sure are a thing.
Yeah, so.
You should probably break up with her.
Yeah, dump the bitch. I mean, you make
it. She may be a nice person.
Yeah, but I mean,
she might be, but, you know. Just, no, I'm kidding. No,
don't fuck her.
Stop fucking her and go find somebody else to fuck.
Like, I was actually saying, that seems like a minor reason to dump her. But you guys are right. Yeah. If there's no spark and you're not really, feeling anything emotionally for her, then, you guys should have a talk. And, you may consider moving on. But, I agree with that. This next one is a Tumblr. It's just somebody reporting that our MP3 feed is fucked up.
Wow, because it's been fucked up since I haven't been able to update it since my computer's been in the shop.
Well, I think it might
have been broken before that, but now I really can't fix it.
It might have been broken since the last time your computer got fucked up, because that was when the RSS feeds got all
warped. All wibbly wobbly, and it's...
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
So we'll have to try to get that taken care of, but...
Yep. So okay. I will read this one.
Okay.
Greetings from the past, or is it the future? Dear Knotcasters, I'll probably be a while before I hear you get to this, but I wanted to give you all a shout-out, as well as a word of thanks. I'm about a year behind on the show, though not because of any fault of the content. There was simply a period of time where I didn't have the time for podcasts.
I got time for your bullshit.
Now that I have time again, however, I'm enjoying your voices as much as ever. I even dropped more money than I probably should have on a very nice pair of noise-canceling headphones so I can hear every word crystal clear over my lawnmower. I just reached the point where Shavron underwent his weight loss surgery. Congratulations on that, and I hope things are still going well. My partner and I are also trying to lose weight, since, like many furries, we carry a fair bit extra. We're not to the point of considering surgery yet, but still heartening to listen to Severin's story as we do our workouts. I've been getting our exercise in daily, helped by the Wii Fit and its calorie goals, as well as gradually slimming down portions and making the occasional healthy substitution. The goal is to avoid that feeling that we're starving ourselves or missing out on our favorite foods, because that tends to lead to relapses. Results have generally been positive. I've lost a net of roughly 12 pounds since the beginning of the year. This may not sound like much, considering I'm still just over 300 pounds on a 5'10 frame, and in some ways, it isn't. After losing about 15 pounds, I had a major backslide at the beginning of March. The ready availability of Paxis front and center in the grocery store led to about a month of just saying, fuck it. Overeating, combined with completely backing off the exercise, led to gaining back those original 15 pounds and then some. I've since gotten back on the wagon and recognize that I have to watch out for my weakness of seasonal or limited-time foods. It can be such a temptation to gorge on them, justifying it by saying they won't be around again until next year.
Oh my god, Cadbury's eggs.
Anyways, keep doing what you're doing, and I know that you're going to provide comfort and inspiration to people out there. We certainly appreciate it. With much not, Zilfair the Happily Broken Blue Fox. P.S. Have a very fun Anthrocon, those of you who are going. I unfortunately can't make it this year, but I'll probably order something from Planet soon. It may not be the stacks of semi-impulse purchases your wonderful sales staff talks me into, but I'm sure I'll find something.
Ah, he's met Zia.
Yes, he has. So, that is great to hear that you've heard about my weight loss journey. And I can actually say that it has now been over a year since I've had my surgery. I had my one-year follow-up with my doctor today. He was quite pleased, quite impressed. I have lost 133 pounds, I think, and put on a whole bunch of muscle.
Which is good.
So, yes, I had that today, and I'm really quite lucky because I had a physical for like the first time in 7 years here last week, and all my blood work came back completely normal. I am, despite my weight, completely hormonally, blood chemistry, all that bullshit, normal for a 31-year-old male.
That's really good.
No diabetes, no heart disease, no, even my testosterone's normal, which is really an outlier because most people that were as fat as I am have really low T. So,
and also things might have shifted since you lost all that weight.
Oh, yeah.
Like his third testicle dropped finally.
Yeah.
It's that extra Fox test.
And tell you, and you know what?
When
you
all foxes have three foxes. Exclusive, you heard it here.
When you lose the fupa, you get that extra inch.
The fat upper penis area.
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. It's pussy or penis.
Yeah.
So I've lost most of my fupa, so my dick's longer.
Fupa?
Hey.
Yes.
You want to see?
Let's see.
It's okay.
All right, next email. Greetings, praise, and requesting a shout-out. Greetings, all. I'm a furry and an avid listener to your podcast. One, I always find your show a laugh, and it helps me make it through the day. I also enjoyed meeting you guys at TFF, and you probably don't know me by my pup name below, but I will keep my furry name a secret. Mysterious music. Shiva, I know you gave a hug at TFF, but here's a virtual hug again. Keep your spirits up and remember to take things one day at a time. Fuzz, always great to see you, and you're one of my biggest smut purveyors. Just kidding on the smut part. Woo-hoo. Saverin, great job on the weight loss and keep it up. I myself am down 50 pounds since February. Keep up the good fight. I'm also a member of the leather/rubber pup community. I have just recently started a podcast myself. The first episode is now up, and would greatly appreciate it. Would you be willing to give it a shout-out, since I know that some of your listeners are from that community?
What is it?
The show name is The Mosh Pit, and it is a frank discussion on pup topics and pup gear reviews. It's a work in progress, and I only expect it to get better as I learn more and get feedback from the listeners. The show is available on iTunes, or can be accessed from the podcast Garden? Oh, is that a website?
Yeah.
Podcast Garden site below. The website address is www.podcastgarden.com/podcast/The Mosh Pit. Best wishes and thanks, Dante. Is this the gentleman I think that was running around in the pup mask?
I have no idea.
I think it is.
Could be.
It would stand to reason.
I'm bad at reading.
I have a friend who's into that scene also. Yeah. And,
read the Tumblr one.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes, read the Tumblr one. Let's see. Oh, God, yes.
Oh, what? I think this is a troll.
No,
it's actually a discussion that came up on Twitter that we were having some fun with.
And it is that it is him. He regularly asks questions via our Tumblr.
So, does the podcast agree with the recent consensus that anthro is an offensive term? The phrase morphically capable should be used instead to refer to furries who are of a bipedal, sentient persuasion.
What?
That's silly as fuck.
You don't remember this?
I missed this.
No, I missed
bullshit
this
on Twitter.
Oh,
so why is anthro?
So it's dated June 27th, so this is like a couple weeks back, and it was more immediate at the time. I forget, we were making fun of something on Twitter, and then one of us, it was like, well, I think the word anthropomorphic animal is offensive. So Jeeves had replied with, I was like, I said something funny, and he said something funny. I don't remember why.
Okay, so this is not like a serious like Tumblr level campaign. This is people being silly.
This is Jeeves being Jeeves.
Okay,
yeah, it's just Jeeves being silly.
I was gonna be like, what the fuck
should
did
I
miss?
Go to the next one? Or
yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
I just think that's really funny.
You've had stuff done by
morphologically morphically capable.
Yes. Yeah. Morphically capable.
We're more than just anthropomorphic. We're
morphically capable. Yeah. No, that's hilarious. I wish I could remember why animals, but
why animal people?
Yeah,
actually,
is that what it was?
I by that name follow me. Their Twitter handle is why is animals? Why furry? Why is animals?
That poor Japanese gentleman we confused the hell out of at the IHG.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Why is animals?
I do not know.
So, are you?
Yeah. I was reading through it real quick to make sure it wasn't too
difficult?
Depressing?
Yeah, like kind of. So, hey, Nodcasters, I just listened up to 255 where Lincoln talked about rape culture and couldn't help but think about my experience in the space, the most confusing and intense case being just over a year ago. In my college's dorms, I had just settled down for a long winter's nap when I heard the people on the other side of the wall get in. Now these people are want to get loud, to be loudy and loud, so I have expected to have to bang on the wall as I do every night to shut them up, but this night sounded different. Instead of the usual pack of jocks, it was just one guy and one girl from the sounds of it. Their footsteps were rapid and heavy, like they were stumbling or pushing each other around. The one was pushed onto the bed, soon confirmed as a girl by vocalizations and the unmistaking sound of bouncing bed springs. This was just another thing I was used to hearing, and I paid attention because of the preceding sounds. As you may have guessed, she soon mumbled rape, as if it had just clicked with her. Then she yelled it. I dashed to my boat, called campus police, and reported it. Good on you. Skip forward an hour after they showed up, defused it, had me fill out paperwork, and I learned the true story of talking to an officer who happened to be a buddy of mine. Here's where the stupidity comes in. As it turns out, they were just role-playing. She wanted to spice up their sex life with a rape fantasy, and went as far as to yell it out. Needless to say, I never heard their bed springs bouncing again, but I always wondered if it really was consensual or if it was one of those abusive relationships where she'd say anything to avoid her boyfriend getting upset. Unfortunately, that's where the story ends. Of course, I never talked to them. The story never got out, so I never found out any more about it. Hope this sparks some conversation. I transgirl pangolin from Georgia, Kylie Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those.
Yeah.
You have to be really careful, those role playings,
You also have to think, I mean, as seriously as campuses treat this, and people really should treat it seriously, very seriously, and, you know, if somebody can hear you through the wall say that, and they're well accustomed to the expectations of the particular high school or college culture. If somebody hears that, they're going to be like,
call the cops.
There's somebody raping a chick next door. Get over here.
Yeah.
You know, that's fucking retarded on the part of the chick.
Definitely did the right thing.
You didn't know. So yeah. You did the right thing.
Better safe than sorry.
All day long, right thing. Right choice.
Mm-hmm. But
well, it's like when
don't I, be such a dumbass with your fantasies.
And when I, it's sad. It's really sad. When I was growing up, when my mom was giving me the "Hey, this is how you be safe," she always told me if something's going on, if you're being assaulted, don't yell rape. Yell fire.
Yep.
Yell, you know.
Because someone will respond to fire before.
Yeah. Same with help. Don't yell help. If you're being mugged or attacked,
yell fire.
Yell fire. People pay attention to fire.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking kind of awful that we have to use like other words instead of getting people to pay attention.
But if that saves somebody, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
I'm not denouncing the usage of it. I'm just saying it's kind of sad that it's kind of.
It is very sad.
Yep.
Oh dear. I'm looking at the next email topic.
Oh. Well, that's fuzzes.
Yeah.
Fuck, what have I got? What have I got to deal with here? Okay. TLDR. No,
wall
kidding. Okay.
A better you than me.
All right. I seem to have turned into a furry psychiatrist.
So on the iPad, it cuts off at S-C... Y-C-Y-C, so I thought it was going to be psychic.
Or psycho.
Furry psychic.
You can tell what kind of animal somebody is by, like, reading their
mind. Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
At least it wasn't I turned into a furry psychopath.
Yeah.
I'm yiffing all the boxes. Okay. Psychiatrist. Hello, Notcasters. I've been really enjoying your show and the furry fandom in general, but I wanted your advice on something that has been a bit of a pattern for me lately with several examples that have come up within the past 6 months or so. I've been getting a few more views from FA from my journals, art, various comments, and other miscellaneous actions to get people to talk to you in the furry fandom. Between a few existing friendships that I've had for a year that are for some reason wanting to get back in touch now, and a few new people I've been dealing with, I have found more and more that I've been the person responsible for helping about 6 or 7 furs with their emotional, psychological, or otherwise life-based problems. This is rewarding sometimes, as in the case of my being able to stop one friend who had a hard breakup after having his homophobic parents not attend his college graduation, move on and really make a more positive outlook for himself. With people like this, it makes me happy to see them doing better. And the caring that I had from them when they were struggling usually develops into a very rewarding friendship. Being supportive is, however, a seriously rough problem in the case of about 4 of these friends, quote-unquote. Some of these are in genuinely really tricky situations. The one I really wanted to ask about is what I should do in the case of one particular friend of mine. He's a guy who just turned 18 6 months ago, and he lives up in Northern California in a really poor and also dangerous neighborhood. He's been picked on by his mom and family at home for being gay, and is so broken down that he didn't even have the motivation to properly finish high school. He's been addicted to Second Life and doesn't even seem to want to break free of there. The annoying part is, whenever I tell him to try to find a way to get out of there, is that he says he's afraid of upsetting anyone, even though legally he doesn't have to give a shit. Apparently, his mother is also so overprotective that she forces him to stay inside his apartment all day and night unless she's with him going outside. And I even sent him links to night school or job apps in his area, and he won't hear any of it. The thing that really pisses me off is that I see him online in Skype, and a lot of mutual friends report to me that he's been complaining nonstop about his living situation, and he also does the exact same thing to me. I know I don't understand all the factors behind where he is, but it seems to me that he needs to take some action. He also keeps talking about how badly he wants to try visiting me in L.A. It's either L.A. or Louisiana, I'm not sure. And while we have a bunch in common and he's a very sweet, considerate guy, I just get so pissed off trying to help him get out of the gutter. Perhaps I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm honestly trying to help him while he has the chance, but I don't want to be seen as imposing my views on him. My biggest question is, should I keep caring, or should I let well enough alone? We just can't even talk about anything anymore with this going on. I guess being a nice guy isn't always easy. I hope I'm not being too much of a douche. Shoji Tiger.
Okay. There's a saying. Sorry. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can offer this guy help. Yep. You can offer this guy advice. Until he actually takes charge of his life and takes advantage of any help he's offered, you can't actually make him do any of this. You can give advice. If he doesn't take it, and if he seems content to wallow in his misery without actually doing anything to do anything about it, then you can't do anything. I mean, it's sometimes people are miserable, but they're either too scared or too lazy, and it could be either one, to actually go through and make the changes that they need. I've been in your shoes. I have offered hands up. I've offered advice. I've offered my place. You know, hey, if you want to get out of X, I'll let you couch surf for a while, help you find a job. I've had a couple people take me up on it, and I've had a couple people who just kind of wishy-washy. And eventually I've walked away from them because I can't sit and listen to you be miserable about your life, about your situation, be offered a way out, and then you refuse to take it. And you just seem to be content to be miserable for the rest of your life. It's not healthy for me.
Yeah.
So
it's not healthy for the writer of the email either. I mean, no. your friend needs to harden the fuck up and make a decision.
Yeah. I mean, he needs to shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
He's doing all this.
The what fuck was that?
One of your phones.
Not mine.
Not mine.
Mine's in my pocket.
Mine's on silent.
The fuck was that?
I think it was me.
It was me.
On violent. Yeah, vibrate.
It was on violent. My phone said to violent, it just springs spikes out of
this
it.
This is my eye knife.
Yeah.
I stab.
No, Cyan wondering where the heck we are.
Well, it is
past. Oh.
And he forgot not cast.
And Sarah's not home.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not here. I'm not home. So usually I'm home, like, playing League or something.
Yeah. He's doing all this bitching and pissing and moaning and stuff
and
like
trying
that.
Trying to help him, but he's not taking action, then you can only do so much.
Yep.
You could, but I'm not saying you should. You could go up there and force his hand. But then you're not doing him any good.
You could go up there and put a boot in his ass.
You could go up there and fuck her right in the pussy.
It's partially becoming an adult. It's not sitting there and waiting for somebody to take care of you.
Yeah.
It's seizing the opportunities as they're presented and making a change for yourself.
Yep.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Carpe homo. Seize the gay.
So, yeah, we're
past the halfway mark?
We're past an hour now. We need to stop and save. And then
Eve
needs to find something from AdamandEve.com.
I got something already.
Oh, excellent. All right, cool. Okay.
We will be right back.
We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
No, that's after the break.
Oh, fuck.
we're talking about pussies and things you may or may not want to put in them. And over to Senior Lube correspondent Sarah.
Now, to be fair, he did work in a sex shop.
And I have actually tasted most of these. This time we're talking about the System Joe flavored lubricants. And this is.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had this image of you like a wine tasting where you have the little Dixie cups with all the different flavors and you have to just swirl it around.
It was kind of like that, except it was a corporate meeting where everybody just passed around a lube bottle and put it on their finger and licked their finger. And it was just a big round table where we just passed around lube bottles and tasted all the lube.
And you got paid to do it.
Yeah, I got paid to do it. And then I got a bunch of free lube.
Nice.
I still have free lube from that job. 3.5 years ago now.
Good grief.
Yeah, I still have. I have
when you run dry, you go back to work for them for a couple months, and then
not even.
So you've been rolling in lube.
But so they've got 6 different flavors on the website. You can choose chocolate, peachy lips, green apple, banana. But I think it's banana, and then strawberry and cherry burst. The strawberry, I will tell you, is very good.
You just like strawberry.
I like strawberry a lot. Cherry, the cherry is the only one that, it's very difficult to find a good flavored cherry lube. It's actually just very difficult to find flavored lube, and it's water-based flavored lubricant. So, I mean, it's going to be sticky because it's flavored, but in terms of flavored lubes, there's actually kind of tastes like what you're supposed to be tasting, and they are...
That's why we talked about maybe not using it in the vagina. Does it have sugar in it because of the flavoring?
I can't recall.
It's probably good for oral sex being performed on a man, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah, mostly just... It's good for oral or adding flavor to a slick hand job.
Well, if you're going between, if you're using some for hand job and then giving a little bit oral with the hand job.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's more than just... Plain
yeah, if it has like the glycerin or whatever in it, it can cause yeast infection.
I bought the banana and decided to reward my man for all his hard work. He was very pleased.
So use our coupon code.
OMGGGGG, the best oral lube.
He's reading reviews.
You're reading the reviews.
Yeah.
So, and I did want to note this. Adam and Eve is our sponsor. They are actually having a mega summer sale. Well, they got stuff already marked down. This is one of the items. It's already $3 off. But we've got a coupon code. It's not Canada, so it'll shave. It's $10.95 on sale. It'll shave that in half, and you'll also get free shipping. So it takes off $8 in shipping. So you get a pretty cheap bottle of hand job lube.
Yeah, blowjob. More blowjobs for everybody.
Yes.
Give your buddy a blowjob.
A bro job.
A bro job, yeah.
Yes, right.
Bro jobs for everyone.
I
don't know if anybody else used that term.
When I picked this, and as I was scrolling through, Sarah pointed out that one.
Yeah.
But I wanted to pick one of the sale ones to see if it worked with our coupon code, and it does. Good.
And over on the side, do not buy the ID Juicy. That shit is gross. Actually, some of the grossest flavored lube is wet flavored lube is. Mm. Like, we were all just like, can I scrape it off my tongue? It's so nasty.
We actually have someone here with experience.
Yeah, well, I did the lube episode once a long time ago with Avery.
God, that really was a while back.
It was a long time ago.
Was it really?
In an apartment far, far away.
Maybe like a year ago?
No, it was one out there.
It was here.
Yeah, it was out in the... It just feels different because we're in the studio.
Because Avery brought all those different lubes and we tried them all and...
Right. We rubbed lube all over each other's bodies.
And hands.
Fucked.
No.
No.
We should...
us fuck.
Yeah. We should have an orgy.
Dude, she frosted me like a cake.
If you haven't seen Zach and Miri make a porno, go fucking watch it. It's hysterical.
Yeah, totally. You know what we should do? We should record Notcast in a hot tub full of lube.
I'm telling you.
All rubbing against each other.
J-Lube, kiddie pool.
Kiddie pool, J-Lube.
Oh, I want a kiddie pool. We now have friends with a...
Oh, shit, we have friends with a backyard.
Yes.
Oh, no. We're going to get a kiddie pool and a bottle of J-Lube.
This sounds fun. When?
We have to talk them into it first.
I don't think it'll take much convincing.
Do they have a fence around their backyard?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because, like, I have a backyard, but we don't have a fence around it.
They have a proper backyard because they have a dog.
Oh, right, yes. Okay.
But, yes, kiddie pool, J-Loop.
And a slip and slide.
And a slip and slide. Oh, and they've got a nice flat backyard.
Yeah, they do. It would be really fun. I don't think it'll take much convincing because I'm pretty sure she'll jump right on it.
Squish, squish, squish,
this,
squish.
This could be a very interesting special Knotcast Presents.
Yeah, Knotcast Presents.
Kitty pool full of J-Loop.
It's just the sound of it. It's just a recording of all of us just screaming
and squealing and squelching noises. And
it's the...
Yeah, it's that for like two and a half hours.
I can't make enough good noises. I'm not that good at it.
Sounds hot. Let's do it. So, I should read an email.
Okay,
that's
no.
a duck.
Careful, Disney might sue us.
Okay,
oh,
so,
very true.
Situational awareness, going out at night, and rape culture. In listening to you guys talk about rape culture last episode, I found myself nodding vigorously throughout much of what Sheva was saying. I think you'll expertly balance the realities of violence that women face with the overzealous Tumblrinas who take everything way too far and make a mockery of the causes they're espousing. I'm actually a lot more feminist than I used to be, and while I initially rolled my eyes at the Yes All Woman tag, I've come to see the reason for it. It doesn't have to be all men or even most men to make misogyny a problem. It only takes a very small minority who are enabled by the rest. I realize this when thinking about my anti-gay hate crimes.
Oh my God. That's a hell of a misread.
Best misreading, or worst. Worst misreading.
Oh my God.
I'm a professional.
When thinking about my anti-gay hate crimes, I like to sip on a cool martini.
I don't always commit hate crimes,
but what do I do?
They're anti-gay.
God. Oh, man. I'm fired.
What was the gay literacy campaign? That was my other favorite verbal fuck up. Teaching gays to read.
They can already suck cock, but they gotta learn to read. They really want to succeed in life. I realize this when thinking about anti-gay hate crimes. Even during the worst of times, most Christians weren't violent towards gays. They just stood by and didn't say anything when they were being victimized by an extreme minority, and that enabled the violence and contributed to the problem. That said, I wanted to address what Sheva said about looking over her shoulder at night. I'm a white cisgender male who passes for straight, and I do the same thing. I know a lot of straight white males in their 40s also do this. It's called situational awareness. Violence is an unpleasant reality, and we need to be prepared for it, and should we not confuse having to prepare for harsh reality with being oppressed? See, the feminist backlash to Miss Nirvana, for example. She was the one who... that, yeah, women should take self-defense courses, and people were like, ugh.
Wait. A woman advocated taking self-defense courses, and people got mad at her?
Yes.
Men or women? Men or women got mad at her?
Pretty sure women.
Hmm.
Most dudes are going to be like, that's reasonable.
Yeah, for implying that a woman should be able to defend herself?
I think a lot of the argument that comes with the backlash of that is that they shouldn't have to defend themselves in the first place.
Well, that's reasonable, but the world's not perfect.
Yeah. But...
anyways, yeah, feel free to look that up.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll have to look that up. I hadn't heard about that.
Everyone has a right not to be raw, but that doesn't mean that locking your doors is a sign that you're oppressed. Neither does being cautious of your surroundings and suspicious of strangers necessarily mean you're living in an oppressive patriarchy. One of my pet causes is getting more women to get concealed firearm permits. A 9mm is going to stop a rape a lot better than a whistle, and a gun can really even the playing field between a 150-pound woman and a 200-pound male attacker. I care for him in protection, and a boyfriend just got his permit, so he will be shortly as well. If more women took their personal protection in their own hands, it'd make much less appealing targets for criminals. Thanks, Brant the Dragon.
It's
also coming down as it shouldn't need to do that.
I do not know the exact statistic, but there is a real statistic that there is a higher probability that a woman will be murdered in a case of domestic violence when there is a gun present. There's a much higher chance that the gun will be used. If it is available to be used, it will be used.
Against the woman?
Yeah, in a domestic violence... like, this is more of a domestic violence thing, but it is something to take into account when you're purchasing a firearm, and that sort of situation, and just that it's available. But if you lose control of that firearm, it'll be turned right against you.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's...
Now maybe something like a taser or something would not be a bad
tasers
idea.
Tasers are excellent because they're very concealable. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not a good idea, but it's just more of a word of caution. Be cautioned that if you are caught unaware and the person who's trying to cause you harm gets a hold of your gun, you could be in a lot more trouble than you would have been if it was just them.
Yeah.
Because now they've got a gun. And least, anybody coming at them's, I mean, they got a gun. I mean, what do you do?
And at least if you tase the guy, he won't die. And because the law and the courts are completely fucked up, you could shoot and kill an attempted rapist and end up going to jail.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, our system is fucking retarded.
Yeah. I mean, it's very difficult. But... And you can still actually probably get charged with assault with the taser. I mean, that's better than being the alternative.
Brand's suggestion is realistically, it may help, but the point was more it shouldn't have to be something anybody should have to do.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to take that into consideration. But my comment was more just be cautious and very. Yeah. You have to be almost more aware if you have something like that on you.
Yeah.
That you don't lose control of it and get in a worse situation.
It's basically my dad. I was raised with guns. I was raised, my dad always had a ton because we shot competition. My family, we participated in all kinds of marksmanship things, from pistol, rifle. I did archery, tomahawk, running deer, skeet. I mean, if it involved something like that and some kind of marksmanship... We did it. And so I had a shit ton of rifle and gun safety drilled into me from a very young age. And one thing my dad says was, when you're carrying concealed, if you take out a gun and you point it at someone, you shoot. Do not, don't use it as a threat, because once you use a threat, they can seize it from you. It becomes a lot more risky once you start waving it around and trying to use it as scare, because it's basically, if you point a gun at someone, you're doing it to fire, not to scare.
Yeah. You have to be prepared to follow through if you're going to carry a gun. You can't just carry it as I've got a gun, get back. Because they may not get back, because they may just think they may call your bluff and take the gun from you.
It's also a matter of, be serious about this. This is not a toy. This is not... You know, you can fuck someone up, so it's be prepared. But that's just me, and...
Yeah, my personal thoughts on it were, you know, me being the big hippie liberal that I am, I was just like, more guns are not really going to solve the problem. You know, you're probably a bigger threat to yourself.
Well, it doesn't solve the root problem. It just escalates.
Yeah.
It's the root problem that really needs to be addressed, not the way to handle it. I mean... You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I may be liberal, but I'm fine with guns so long as people are responsible. Yeah. It's just I don't think enough people are responsible.
Yeah. I think if you can be responsible with it, and if you trust yourself well enough to handle the situation, if you get into one, then more power to you. You have that constitutional right, but if it goes wrong, it's on you. I mean, somebody takes that gun from you, you had the gun.
Yeah.
I mean.
Then you have another backup. You have like a single shot Derringer hidden under your boob. And you're just like.
It's all sweaty and warm.
makes me think about titty money.
The bullet goes faster because it's wet and sweaty.
I had to deal with titty money once.
I saw a picture online that was like...
No boobs.
Yeah, no soccer boob money due to the heat. It's gross. Don't do it.
Yeah, because it is. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I had a lady hand me a 20 right out of her sweaty tits. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's all soft.
This is like my first night on the job.
Did you ring it out before putting it in the cash store?
At the dong store.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I touched it as little as possible and sanitized myself.
like your entire body. Like you're like, I'm going to bathe in this fucking alcohol gel.
Yeah, it was really gross.
They just kept a vat out back for this.
Yeah.
It's not the grossest thing that ever happened, but it was up there.
What was the one that
the grossest thing that ever happened at the Dongster was when the lesbian couple sat their used
vulvas. They sat their used vulvas on the counter.
Vulvos.
Vulvas, yeah.
They set their used strap-on on the counter and said, we need a harness that'll fit this. And I was like, first, can you put that back wherever you pulled it out of?
Okay, pull it over, honey.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, for real? Like, you really just did that? Like, because it was like one of those big, like, 9-inch, 2-7, it was like 3 inches wide and like 9 inches long dongs. And she just goes, kunk. Right on the fucking table, and I'm just like, fucking really?
The story your friend told her the other night, the gentleman who came in and got a stroke.
Oh, yeah. This happened. Apparently, my friend still works there, and they said that the manager, he sold a cheap, like, stroker. Mm-hmm. It's basically like a cheapo fleshlight. And the manager of another store in the complex came down and was like, did you sell something to somebody that looked like this guy? And it was that guy. And the manager was like, yeah, she told him that I just found him in his car using it.
Jeez.
So he's sitting in his car in the parking lot jacking off. It's like, could you not just fucking wait till you get home?
I know, right?
I mean,
I guess you should at least be happy that he didn't use it in the store.
Yeah, and that's actually like a problem. People do that kind of shit. They're fucking nasty. That's why, like, you're only allowed to have one person in the changing room at a time, because people will fuck in the changing room. And that's why they don't have any video rooms and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because skeezy-ass people.
Mm-hmm. It's fucked up.
On a slightly more fun topic, have you guys been watching Derek's tweets lately about CARE?
No.
Have you seen it, Saverin?
No.
They have 3 new lion cubs.
Oh, cool.
Wally, their young lion boy, who's in with Noelle, their young lion girl, he's like 2.5. They're not supposed to be breeding until they're around 4. He's an early bloomer.
Oh,
he's like,
he's a real stud.
So he got her. She now has 3 little.
Her right in the pussy. Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking.
He fucked the pussy in the pussy.
He's all up on that shit.
So she had 3 little boy cubs.
Okay.
And they are adorable. Mm-hmm. If you guys go to Twitter, there's he's Big Cat Derek with a K on the end. And that is his Twitter. And he posts vines all the time of the cats
kittens
out at CARE. Mm-hmm. So he's got all kinds of, like, 6-second vines of the little lion cubs and, of course, all the other cats out there. But, oh, my God, the lion cubs are itty-bitty and cute, and soon they'll be big enough to eat you, but right now they're still cute. Yeah.
So if you like pussy, follow Big Cat Derek on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and going back to the gun thing, Panther overheard and used his psychic powers to send a message. It says, one of the more interesting ideas I've heard is to increase gun owner responsibility. If you lose control of your gun and it is used in a crime, you're automatically an accessory.
That's interesting.
Yeah, which I think is reasonable, because you provided the implement that facilitated a crime.
It requires you to maintain control of your firearm.
Yeah, you are responsible for your firearm, and if you lose control of it, you suffer the consequences.
And that kind of thing is one reason why, like I said earlier, I was really involved in guns as a kid. Now, I enjoy competition shooting. I enjoy marksmanship. Like, I love skeet shooting. I love all of that. I was good at it.
I was pretty good at duck hunt.
Slightly different.
Okay.
I was the dog.
But when I moved out of home and I moved into an apartment and I kind of looked at my surroundings, like, the walls between me and the other apartments are really thin. My door is not super secured. And I don't really want to have to drag in and out a 500-pound gun safe every time I change apartments.
Yeah.
And I was moving for a time, like, once or more than once a year, like every 9 months. And it's like, I don't want to move a gun safe. So I made a decision back when I wasn't going to procure any firearms until I lived in a house where I could actually gun safe,
secure them
and, lock up the... And I'm not sharing walls, especially with anybody else, because I'm paranoid of having a misfire. No matter how careful I am about clearing the breach and everything else, I'm paranoid about a misfire. And my apartment walls are really goddamn thin.
You shoot straight through.
Yeah.
See, my option would be to, in a panic, throw all the guns out of the safe and then hide in the gun safe and then wait for the cops to show up.
So, but that's my personal philosophy, and it's not for everybody, and I don't expect anybody else to adhere to it. That's just mine.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it, is once I have a house, I'll probably buy a really loudly racking 12-gauge shotgun. So that the fucker hears it before they even see me, and hopefully they're smart enough to get the they hear the ch-ch, and they fuck off.
Yeah.
And I don't even have to shoot them. But if I have to shoot them, it's going to fucking kill them.
Or at least...
You're in my house, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were in my house, on my lawn...
You're running out the bedroom screaming, "I'm gonna fuck you in the pussy!" Like, while you're cocking your shotgun, they're like, "Oh shit, fuck you, fuck up!"
Yeah, it's not for everybody. I mean, not everybody believes that you should. I mean, need that. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't need it. Nobody should need to own a gun.
It's kind of sad, but yeah.
But I mean, it's
now to be sure, when we get that shotgun, I hope to actually be able to use it to go shoot trap too. Well, so, sure.
Did you want to read one more thing, or do you want to?
We have one more to finish out, and we'll be done.
Okay.
So this is something that's probably going to be outside of our wheelhouse, but okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, so we get to make shit up, is what you're saying.
might be in my wheelhouse. I don't know what a wheelhouse is. I don't know what's in my wheelhouse.
Hopefully not the captain of the Titanic.
Yeah, Anonymous asked a question. Yeah. The wheel of a ship, it's outside of your area of control.
I get it now.
Dear Nutcast, well, I found something important to ask because I wanted to help my friend and possibly more than him who feel this way. I'll start off saying that he wants to become female, but he feels ashamed of himself because he feels like no one would tolerate him after the transformation, so I became worried about him. So I want to ask about any advice for transgender people, mostly on helping them with their families and friends accepting or tolerating them. Any would be much appreciated.
In terms of for...
Well, it's kind of like any other big change. It's like coming out as gay. So you're going through some huge change that they may not accept.
It's bigger than that for some people. Some people it isn't.
It depends on if you're gay coming from a Christian family, where you're going to
You may be inclined to help, but do not assist with any at-home surgery.
Yeah, that's always a bad decision. But,
might sting a little.
We're not trans.
It's
so
difficult. I have trans friends, and I've. It's a very difficult thing. I mean, the best thing you can do to support them is the best thing you can do is support them, and make sure that once they decide that they're going to go through with it, or even before then, is that you're using their preferred pronouns.
Yeah,
That's very important. And something that I have some experience from in the past is don't correct other people for them. If someone else misgenders them in front of you, only correct them if you have explicit permission from that person. It is incredibly rude to...
And embarrassing.
And embarrassing to correct them and say, no, that person's a guy, actually. And do not tell people that, my friend is trans. You say, I have a friend who's a guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you leave it at that.
They won't want to be out as being trans. They'll want people to...
They want to be the gender that they are.
Yeah,
they
want people to look at them and believe that they're the gender that they're presenting themselves to be.
So the best thing you can do is... you don't correct someone who misgenders them. Even if, they should know, just don't correct it.
Right.
And hopefully, and if you, and in the, also another thing is, if you do misgender them, apologize and attempt to correct your mistake yourself just through the normal course of using the correct pronouns. Don't overcorrect. When you make a big deal out of it, that becomes more, it's more upsetting.
Right. It calls it out.
Yeah, it brings it to more attention, especially in a group setting. Don't correct yourself in front of a group. Just mm-hmm. use, like, don't correct yourself, like, audibly, like, if that makes sense. Like, so if you slip and say, oh, well, she, don't go, oh, I mean he. Don't do that. Just say she, and then tell your friend sorry later.
Mm-hmm.
And but when it's appropriate, privately.
Because, like, I've accidentally misgendered people that are not transgender just because you trip over your words or something.
Yeah. Siam, this is the funniest thing. Siam, for whatever reason, whenever we
go out.
Gets
mammed constantly.
Mammed, mm-hmm. she, the lady, you know, female pronouns.
He's mammed more than me, and he has shorter hair.
So, I mean, people get misgendered even when you're not trans, but it's more pointed.
Has he considered screaming, I'm transitioning, and then suing them and, like, owning Target or something?
No, but...
So, it's mostly, if you slip up, if you call, if you use the wrong pronoun, continue on with the conversation as normal, use the correct pronouns from that point on, and then apologize later.
Yeah, privately.
And if someone else in the group misgenders someone, use the correct pronouns yourself.
Don't actively correct.
But don't be pointed about it. Just don't go, well, he, you know.
Don't do that, because that's just...
passive-aggressive shittiness.
No,
it's very... from friends who I've talked to who are trans, that is, it causes problems for them.
It calls attention to
it. Yeah, it calls attention to them that they don't want.
Yeah, you know, just treat her like you would any other girl.
Yeah. But, yeah, if it's your friend, be supportive. Use the right pronouns. Ask them if, you know, do you want... I mean, if you're going into a situation, ask them how they want to be introduced. Like, if you're about to introduce them... to some people, like, probably err on the side of introducing them as the correct gender that they are, like, you know.
Or, and if they're close friends and you know that their family isn't cool about it, you know, kind of learn where their boundaries are. They may be happy out being out friends, but not to their family.
That's also very important, knowing where their where they stand on, if you're close enough friends that you're around their family, mm-hmm. or that you speak in a place like a Facebook.
Hospital.
Yeah, or a hospital, stuff like that.
We had issues where...
But, just be supportive and ask questions. And if you screw up, apologize. Mm-hmm. And don't say it's really hard, because it's not really hard to switch the pronouns.
As hard as it is for you, it's going to be immensely harder.
It's harder for them every time they're misgendered.
Than
for you slipping up.
Yeah.
It is always harder for the trans person.
As far as... Okay, I don't know what that noise was, but...
That's Panther exploding in the next room.
As far as what they're saying, helping them with their friends and family, accepting or tolerating them, I'd say that's more of... You haven't silenced That's more of something that they're going to deal with directly. All you can really do is be supportive yourself, but you can't really...
Yeah.
Do much to affect how their other friends or family is going
to
accept them.
It can also be kind of like when you're coming out as gay or something else. Sometimes your social groups can transition.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to have to meet new people mm-hmm. who are going to be accepting for the new way you're presenting yourself, and you might have to let old ones slide. I mean, everybody's had...
Your groups will transition with you.
Yeah. In fact, if you misgender someone, you have to transition.
No.
But
is it the transitive property of being trans?
No.
But there's a lot of ins and outs to kind of getting it right, but the best thing you can do is ask questions privately about their preferences, mm-hmm. and then know them and stick to them. And, you know...
And also, I hate to say this, sometimes people change their mind. I've known a couple of people who were trans, started going through some of the hormones, started going through some of the whatever, and then decided not, that that wasn't actually them, and that they've decided to, you know, revert back to, I don't know what the correct way is to put it. And then they've lost people because they felt betrayed because, oh, you're giving up on X and you're going, you know, it's like...
It's just like when a lesbian sleeps with a man and then all their friends are like, oh, you've betrayed the lesbian race.
Actually, yeah, kind of is.
It's almost the exact same thing.
Except this is the problem with tribalism to a degree, you know, and we all put ourselves into these little groups and then... You know, people change, and sometimes you think you might be away or not, and you figure yourself out a little more as you grow older.
It's just whatever way they end up, just support them whichever direction they go in, accept them for who they are, and, you know, if they decide not to, then they decide not to.
I mean,
don't push them either way, just kind of let them steer.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's... Being supportive and knowing their preferences is, and doing your best to stick to them, and it's not hard. Like, I've heard that as one of the biggest complaints is, like, allies saying, well, it's so hard to get your gender right. It's really not.
My best friend's other half went through this. They didn't change their name. So that, because it was a name you could use for either gender.
Right.
So that made it difficult. But I had known them before for a very long time. And then knowing them after. And it took a while for me to make the mental leap of this person I have known for X number of years. I have to, you know. And it's not hard, but it takes training. Yeah. And, you know... It sucks, but sometimes it does take training to ingrain habits of speech and consideration.
It's just, when you screw up, be discreet about it and apologize privately.
And I'll tell you the other thing, that, and I need to have a more involved discussion with my friend, but, like, I have a friend who's trans who is somewhat actively pursuing transition, but... Like, had other friends and people they're working with, you know, referred to them by their old gender and stuff like that. So I was kind of like, whenever I'm around them, not real sure, like, how I should refer to them. So I played a pronoun game in a way that, like, I try to avoid using a pronoun because, like...
They and their is really useful.
Yeah, or just using their name is what I'll often do because I'm like...
That's what that was the crutch I leaned on for my best friend's partner for many years because I didn't want to slip and accidentally use the wrong... Like, I end up using their name a lot.
You know, I'll refer to them as their preferred... pronoun and gender in private when it's just the two of us or we're texting or something like that. And then I'll try to kind of keep it that neutral way around other people that seem to still refer to them by their, you know, their birth gender. I don't know what the correct term for it is.
DFAB is like designated female at birth. DMAB is designated male at birth.
I wondered what those. I'd seen those acronyms around.
That's what it means. It's like trans DFAB is trans designated female at birth.
Okay, so they're transitioning into male from female to male. Yeah. Right.
But it's just more of it's another way to say I was female at birth, but I am not.
Somebody picked female for me.
Yeah.
Right. But, so that's what I'm trying to do in the case of the trans person that I know, and I want to. You know, we've transitioned a new name, and I want to make sure that I'm respecting whatever.
Don't accidentally be a dick.
They're doing. Yeah, exactly. And we've also known each other for like 10, 15 years or something by now, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is. I guess what's difficult about it is not that I have to move from one gender pronoun to the other, it's With when we're around other people, it's I don't know what I use in this group. What's their preference? How do these people know?
That is definitely a lot harder,
and that's the difficulty.
But. Yeah, one on one it can be very easy, or a small social group where you know that everybody is on the same page.
Right.
When you're mixing company and you kind of got to follow their lead. Yeah. You know,
yeah. That's usually what I try and wait for.
Is some sort of social clue or
from the person cue. Themselves.
Yeah.
They may or may not provide it, but usually you can get around it with using they, their,
and name.
Yeah.
Name, that sort of thing. So,
That's from four non experts, I think, you know, that take that for what it's worth. And, you know, I would say talk to your friend.
Yeah,
you know,
just be supportive.
You know, talk to them about whether they've decided that they are transitioning or whether that they haven't, and what that means to them and what their preferences are, and roll with it from there.
I'd honestly love to find someone who is trans, comfortable being trans and discussing it and taking questions about it for the show, but it's such a very personal topic. It has to be someone who's really comfortable in being an advocate for it. So.
Yeah, we had one trans person on the show once, and she doesn't live local anymore.
Yeah,
so.
They're kind of short on local trans people.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'd love to do it if we could find someone who's open and willing to talk about it. But, so, you know.
It is now 10:59.
It is time to turn
really,
into pumpkin.
I still got to pack my freaking bags.
Yeah, we have work tomorrow, and you're heading out of town tomorrow.
This episode has been officially too long.
You're going to be an equestrianaut this weekend.
Equestricles.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Equestrian.
Wow. Both of those are terrible.
Well, it was
an
comedy.
Of Bob's Burgers.
Okay, yeah, it was a cartoon that was making fun of brownies, and it said that the group was called the Equestricles. So this is something that was made up as parody. It's not a real
It actually
term.
Wasn't a bad episode.
I haven't seen it. I should probably watch it sometime.
It was pretty funny.
You kind of got to be able to laugh at yourself, too.
Oh, yeah. If you can't, then you're just doing it wrong.
Okay. Well.
So, on that note, I will upload this on Monday when I get back in town.
And do some cleanup.
Okay.
I'll do some cleanup on it, and we will be back next Thursday. Hopefully, by then, we'll have our website fixed.
Let's go ahead and throw out some of the information here. Write to us at notcast@foxstuffers.com. Follow the show on Twitter. I said that right? Yes. Okay, I said it right this time. Last week, I kept fucking, or the week before, I kept fucking.
You kept fucking
misorganized.
Right in the pussy.
Yeah, right in the pussy. Follow us, the show, on Twitter at Notcast. You can find me at FuzzWolf2000. My After Dark account is at Fucker Right in the Pussy.
That is probably an account I'm going to look right now.
Okay. You guys want to go ahead and share your Twitters and so forth?
Sarah Husky, Sairo Husky, and then there's a link to MAD on the.
I'm Chimera on Twitter because there's a million fucking Shivas.
Yeah.
Khymaera. Let's see. I'm Shiva Cat. On FA. Saverin.
I am at Saverin Drake on Twitter.
What's your non-AD Twitter account, Safford?
There's no other account. What are you talking about?
I think Fucker Right in the Pussy is too long of a username.
Oh, that's right. There's a limit to how many characters you can use.
Yeah, it's like two characters too long.
So, on that note, good night.
And Fucker Right in the Pussy.
Keeping it professional.